my article that's going to appear next month is called Improving Communication Skills, and I don't know if you guys actually received that in my email today.
I think John has just called it up here. He's got to look at it.
Okay.
Best New Year's resolutions yet.
Best New Year's resolutions yet.
Right, that's, so some business New Year's resolutions.
Well, actually business, personal, anything, your career, whatever. I wrote this article because I realized that communication skills are probably the most important skill that we have. And I suggest that people resolve to work on their communication skills better in 2013.
I have for my entire business career, Larry, worked inside a radio station. Mm-hmm. If there are companies that communicate internally worse than radio stations, I want nothing to do with them.
I think that you and Bill both are pretty good communicators, being on the show and knowing how to think on your feet.
But that's what we do. But the internal communications inside a radio station, hey, we've got this day off. Hey, this is going to happen on Thursday. It's horrible. Horrible.
I'm not so sure that it's much worse than many other companies. And I've worked with many other companies, and every company could do better in communications. I'll say that there are some companies that I would say communicate well, but for the most part, most of them could really improve.
Larry, can we teach old dogs new tricks in that regard? I mean, business owners in particular have probably been at it for a while.
Absolutely. The key is if they want to change, if they realize that communications is holding back their company and they could improve their bottom line by some simple processes to jumpstart positive change by communicating better.
You said in dealing with companies, most of them have some level of communications issues and problems. Let's just assume for a moment that John and I are oblivious, not ignorant, but oblivious business owners. Do we even know if we have good communications, poor communications in our business? And what do you look for as an advisor?
If you're the owner of a business, do you feel that the things that you want are happening, or do you see that things are falling through the cracks? If things are falling through the cracks, I guarantee you it's because there's a lack of communication within the company, and people don't know what they're supposed to do because they weren't trained right. They weren't trained. They were maybe in the training process. It wasn't clear what was really what, and maybe the writing, not just the talking, but the writing could be unclear.
To find the genesis of the problem, how often should the owner look in the mirror?
Looking in the mirror may not solve the problem. Honestly, it's much better to have the owner be open to having a number of people that can be open with him or her to give feedback and communicate with the owner about communication.
I'm going to guess it's not just as simple as saying, 2013, I resolved to communicate better. Boom, and then on Wednesday of next week, my communications are better because I'm doing more of it, or I'm shouting louder, or I'm typing in all caps or something.
You're right. It's not that easy. However, that's why I am writing a series of articles.
There we go.
Of which this is part one. I'm probably going to write about 8 articles on how to improve your communication skills. This first article goes into some of the many variables, of which I've listed 15, and sure there are more.
And that's where I was headed. Touch on a few of those.
Some of them is, like everything, figure out what the goals are. What's the goal of the communication when you're going to say anything or write anything? What are the goals? What are you trying to accomplish? The next one is you need to plan and think through what you're going to say before you say it or write it. Another one is figure out who the other party is you're trying to communicate to. Depending on who that person or people are, it's going to probably impact how you communicate. You should not be communicating the same way with everyone, because different people.
Hey, you don't at home. You don't communicate with the 2-year-old the same way you do with the 16-year-old, the same way you do with the family dog, huh?
No, in a lot of cases, teenagers, you got to sometimes talk to as if they're more like a 1-year-old.
Yeah,
but that's another subject.
Yeah, I find tying them to a chair is usually. Now, there's one question that I, from my past experience in corporate America, that I want to throw at you. And I don't know if you're going to address this in the series of articles or if you just flat out disagree with me, but I found that too often upper management or ownership thought communications meant they had to get the message to you. Isn't communications a two-way street? It isn't half of the communication equation.
Two-way communications is certainly better than top-down, which is what I consider old school. Mm-hmm. It's actually, if you want to learn, it's much better to listen well. In fact, one of the key things to learning how to communicate better is to listen better. And so a smart owner will do more listening than talking, will ask questions. questions of anyone and everyone so that the owner can learn and the other people can learn. It's asking questions is a skill that is kind of undervalued or not done enough well.
And that'll be addressed in Larry's series of articles. You got to remember those frontline people are the ones who are hearing from the customers. They're getting it from your valuable horse's mouth, so to speak, directly from the customer. So ask them questions, listen to what they have to say about what the customers are saying. Larry, this will be in the January issue of Free Buzz on Biz Monthly newspaper. Is it posted yet to businesstuneups.com?
Yes. In fact, I have about, I think it's 18 articles posted on my website. And if you go to my homepage, you will see a link to back issues. And, in fact, if people want to subscribe to my newsletter, they will actually get a free hour of coaching from me.
Well, there you go. And all of that is at businesstuneups.com. He's our business guru, Larry, the business tune-up guy, Larry Rudwick. Happy all of those to you, Larry. It's good talking to you, my friend, and we'll talk to you next year.
Very good.